Maybe many of us, marami sa atin, meron na tayong mga list ng New Year's resolution. Meron tayong mga plan na magkaroon ng changes sa ating buhay this 2019. Meron tayong mga New Year's resolution na maybe common sa list, gaya ng sinabi ni Kuya Dexter last week, is yung to lose ng weight. Isa yan sa New Year's resolution natin. Or magkaroon ng healthy lifestyle. Or sa ibang banda, maging wise na tayo sa ating finances, na hindi na tayo ma-addict sa sale, na bibili tayo ng mga bagay na hindi naman pala natin kailangan. Or New Year's resolution sa trabaho, na hindi na ako papasok ng late. Na hindi na ako matutulog sa oras ng trabaho. Hindi na ako magagalit sa office mate ko. Or hindi na ako reklamador. And so on. Marami tayong mga list, pero iisa lang ang goal natin dito. Ito ay to change for a better life. Or to be a better person. Magkaroon ng improved version ng dating ikaw. Yan ang aim natin. I remember last year, nag-agree kami ng asawa ko na magkaroon ng healthy lifestyle. So, mag-exercise, kumain ng healthy diet. So, nag-join kami sa gym. So, at first few months, we were so committed talaga na after namin mag-workout, nag-join pa kami ng mga ibang program doon. Nag-zumba, hip-hop dancing, body combat, and yoga. Talagang sobrang committed kami. And after a few months, medyo talagang na-observe na namin yung mga parang may changes, pinupuri namin ng isa't isa, ba, lumiliit na yung tiyan mo, yung mga ganon. Ikaw din, yung mga ganon. And then, bigla kaming mga naging dalubhasa pagdating sa nutrients. Na chinecheck namin yung mga pagkain namin, anong percentage ng sugar nito, ng calories nito, or ng protein. So medyo talagang parang bigla kami naging health expert. Hindi kami kumakain ng madaming rice, which is mahirap sa mga Pilipino. At kung ano-ano pa, to cut the story short, napagod po ako and na-miss ko yung pagkain. Bumalik ako sa dating ako, yung in-enjoy ko yung masasarap na pagkain. Huwag niyo po akong gagayain. Ituloy niyo po yung plano niyo, mabuti po yan. Well, ang ating pong message this afternoon is we will talk about change. Change that will matter in eternity. Hindi ito temporary change. Ito ay change that will radically change you and the way you live. A transformation that only God can do. And we will learn that sa passage natin this afternoon sa John chapter 3 verses 1 to 15, which is yung binasa ni AJ kanina. Let me give you some contextual background ng ating pag-aaralang passage. Gospel of John is written by John, isa sa pinakamalapit na disciple ni Jesus. Ang purpose and goals niya sa pagsulat ng book na ito, he chose particular stories and signs, sabi sa chapter 20, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in His name. So, from introduction to conclusion, sinagot sa book na ito ang two primary questions. Who is Jesus? And why did He come? Sa context ng passage natin, chapter 2 tells us tungkol doon sa wedding sa Cana, where Jesus turned water into wine, sa verses 1 to 11 in chapter 2. And yung cleansing of the temple, ito yung nagwala si Jesus. Tinaub niya yung mga lamesa, and dito nagsimulang makilala si Jesus. Sa generation na to, walang prophet at miracles for 400 years. Then, biglang eto si Jesus with His mighty works. It gave many of the Pharisees ng impression or positive conclusion na si Jesus ay from God. Kakaiba ang kanyang teaching and mga signs. Then sabi sa last verses ng chapter 2, that is 23 to 25, many believed in His name dahil sa mga signs. Pero hindi ito pinaniwalaan ni Jesus. Hindi kinagat ni Jesus yung believe nilang yon. Because He knew all people. He Himself knew what is meant. Now, eto tayo sa chapter 3. From the many sa chapter 2 to a man sa chapter 3. Typical sa Gospel of John ang paggamit ng contrast. Chapter 2 ended with yung magulo. Jesus publicly nagwala, tinaboy ang mga corrupt out of the temple in broad daylight. And then in chapter 3, begins with a quiet, private, nighttime conversation. And then in chapter 4, magta-transition ulit yan from the respected, educated, self-assured Nicodemus to the outcast, uneducated, immoral woman at the well. Madalas na ginagamit ni John ang contrast to remind us that Jesus meets every person exactly where and how they most need to be met. And Jesus met this man in chapter 3. Tinuruan ang mamang ito, a man at his best, that salvation is the work of God alone. Again, salvation is the work of God alone, which is yan ang aking main point. And then I divided it into three headings. Number one, the man who works his way into the kingdom of God, verses 1 and 2. Second, the inability of man to enter the kingdom of God, verses 3 to 12. The work of the Son of Man is the only way to enter the kingdom of God, verses 13 to 15. Let's go to the point number one. The man who works his way into the kingdom of God. Tingnan niyo ang verse 1 and 2. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Hinto muna tayo yan. Si Nicodemus was a Pharisee. Ano ba ang isang Pharisee? Ang Pharisee ay mostly mga middle class businessman, mga mayayaman itong mga to, mga leader ng synagogue. Ano po yung synagogue? Synagogue is yung place na nag-gather sila for prayer, for scripture reading. Masasabi natin na parang church sa ngayon, yung modern time natin ngayon. Ang word na Pharisee ay nanggaling sa Hebrew word meaning separated. They were separatist. Excuse me. Hindi sila humihiwalay sa tao na parang mga monk na nagpupunta sa kuweba or sa bundok to separate themselves. Hinihiwalay nila ang kanilang sarili sa mga makamundo, makasalanang mga bagay, and they even separate themselves sa kapwa nila Jew. Sila ay nabubuhay ng may kabanalan. Wala silang ginawa kundi pagbulayan ang salita ng Diyos. Separated from the rest of the people dahil sa kanilang devotion to the law. They wanted to give themselves holy to the things of God. Ang intention nila is to be right with God. Banal lang mga taong ito, mga taong spiritual, excuse me, mga relihiyoso, hindi mo sila pwedeng ikumpara sa ordinaryong tao. Sila ay hindi basta-bastang tao, hindi lang siya ordinaryong Pharisee. He is more than a Pharisee. Tuloy natin yung verse 1. He is a ruler of the Jew. Ang ruler of the Jew is, ito yung tinatawag na Sanhedrin. Siya ay, mayroon siyang politically influential sa panahon na to. Ito ang religious authority ng Israel. Parang sila ang Supreme Court ng Israel. Sila ang final court of appeals pagdating sa Jewish law and religion. Hindi lahat ng Pharisee ay member ng Sanhedrin. May mga Sadducees, mayroong mga scribes, elder. And out of 6,000 Pharisees that time, mangilan-ngilan lang yung nagiging member ng Sanhedrin. What I'm saying, elite itong si Nicodemus. Isa siyang, he's a more than the Pharisee. And to add sa profile ni Nicodemus, tatalon tayo sa verse 10. Ang sinabi doon, he is the teacher of Israel. Ang definite article na the or the ay nag-i-indicate na si Nicodemus ay ikilalang master teacher ng Israel. Hindi lang siya teacher, teacher of the teachers. He knows the Old Testament scripture from cover to cover. Kumbaga parang walking Bible tong mama na to. Lahat ng tanongin mo, on the spot, bibigay niya sa'yo yung verse. He is well-educated and highly trained pagdating sa scripture. Napaka-sharp nitong mama na to. Hindi mo siya basta-basta maloloko na about sa religion or about scripture. He's very impressive and people are looking up to him. Now, ano ang ginawa ng tao na to? Tignan natin sa verse 2. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. This man came to Jesus by night. So, itong kilalang prominenteng tao na to, sikat na tao, nagpunta kay Jesus sa gabi. Sa dinami-dami ng oras na dalawin mo si Jesus, bakit gabi? Why night? May mga nagsasabi, ang night ay used metaphorically o nagsisimbolo ng moral and spiritual darkness ni Nicodemus. Meron namang view na dahil daw iniingatan niya ang kanyang reputation because he is highly kilalang tao talaga and he don't want to be identified with Jesus. Ang ibang view is dahil ito ang best time na puntahan si Jesus para walang istorbo. Gusto niyang masolo si Jesus. Medyo hindi malinaw sa akin, so I consulted ang isa sa paborito kong Bible teacher. Sabi ni John MacArthur in one of his sermons, the reason, he's so sure, na pumunta si Nicodemus ng night is, hindi siya pumunta ng daytime. Wow, hindi ko nakita yun. Parang obvious pala, o nga. Napaka-helpful nung tinignan ko. I researched nung sermon na yun, then ito ang nakuha ang sagot. Hindi siya pumunta ng daytime. Sabi niya, I don't know and I don't care because that's not the point. For whatever reason, sinabi ni John dito that this religious man with great credentials came to Jesus by night. Nicodemus, with all of this understanding and knowledge about Scripture, of all the miracles na nakita niya, of all the teachings na narinig niya, this man came with the conclusion na si Jesus is just a rabbi or teacher. Though he tried to be respectful by calling Jesus rabbi, remember, he is the teacher of the teacher. I-acknowledge mo ang isang tao na hindi nag-aral as a rabbi na kagaya mo, talagang fina-flatter niya si Jesus dito. Pero ang lumalabas dito, hindi niya talaga kilala si Jesus. Kasi sa tingin niya, teacher lang siya talaga. Friends, maybe you are here just like this man. You grew up in a church, namumuhay ka ng may kabanalan with so much Bible knowledge in your head. Maybe mas marami ka pang alam ngayon kaysa kay Nicodemus. Maybe you're here today, you love studying, you're in love with theology. That's great. But if our theology is not pointing us to Jesus, that's useless. How do you view Jesus? Siya ba'y tao lang sa'yo? Siya ba'y teacher lang sa'yo? Siya ba'y isang prophet lang sa'yo? Or siya ba'y parang best friend mo, yung barkada lang natin, yung sa Facebook na nakaganon si Jesus? Or siya ba'y parang vague na savior na tipong hindi mo alam bakit siya naging savior? You just simply, he's a savior. Friends, if you view Jesus Christ as this, then wala tayong pinagkaiba kay Nicodemus. We are out in the dark. Friends, thank God that he is more than a teacher. He is not just a man. He is more than a prophet. Nicodemus came to Jesus with respect and positive confession about him. All the while, he strongly believes na he is entering the kingdom, that he is seeing something about sa kingdom. Because of all ng ginawa niya at ng lahat ng mga inaral niya, yun ang assumption niya. But is he entering the kingdom of God? Tignan natin ang next verse, which is yan ang second point ko. The inability of man to enter the kingdom of God, verses 3 to 12. Verse 3, Jesus answered him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Teka muna. Bakit ganon? Di ba maganda ang sinabi ni Nicodemus sa verse 2? Nicodemus made the confession in verse 2 at wala siyang tanong. Pero Jesus answered him. It's a statement that Jesus is a teacher from God. It's an acknowledgement. Saan galing ang question ni Jesus dito? Sinabi sa chapter 2, balikan natin 23 to 25, that Jesus knew all men and He knew what was in man. Ito yung omniscient na attribute ni Jesus. Jesus knows the heart of Nicodemus. Ganon din kayo. Jesus knows your heart right now. Some says, maaring ang tanong dito ni Nicodemus ay katulad ng rich young ruler sa Luke 18. Teacher, how can I inherit eternal life? Or probably ang tanong niya sa puso niya is, are you the Messiah? Sino ka ba? Jesus stopped him sa mga papuri ni Nicodemus na rabbi, teacher sa kanya. At yung mga pasakali niya, Jesus stopped him. Sinagot siya ni Jesus. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Kapag sinabi ni Jesus na truly, truly, ang sinasabi niya rito is, napaka-importante nitong sasabihin ko. Kung meron kang namis sa mga nasabi ko, ito ang hindi mo palalampasin. Take careful attention. Listen carefully. Sobrang importante nito. Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Notice ang word na cannot. We all know ang difference ng word na may and can. Ang word na may is a word ng permission. Ang word ng can is a word for ability. What Jesus is saying here, unless you are born again, you don't have the ability to see the kingdom of God. You cannot even see the kingdom of God. So, ang requirements to enter the kingdom of God is to be born again. What is born again? Naintindihan ba ito ni Nicodemus? Tingnan natin sa verse 4. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Here, I want to give credit kay Nicodemus. Binuo natin yung profile niya. He was the master teacher. Mataas ang pinag-aralan ni Nicodemus. Nicodemus was not speaking in literal terms. Hindi siya ganun ka feeble-minded so as to think that Jesus is literally talking about re-entering the womb or literal na ipanganak na muli. A teacher himself, Nicodemus understood yung rabbinical method of teaching using figurative language to teach ng spiritual truth, and he was only picking up yung symbolism ni Jesus. A symbolism na hindi familiar si Nicodemus. We know na he's a master teacher, he knows all the symbolism sa Old Testament. But this time, hindi niya alam yan kasi this is not a symbolism sa Old Testament. Yung imagery na yan, hindi siya aware dyan. So, ano ginawa ni Jesus dito? Look at verse 5. Jesus answered him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Here comes Jesus, explained by giving Old Testament imagery and symbols. Nakita niyo yung parallel ng verse 3 and verse 5? Sinabi ni Jesus sa verse 3, unless you are born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Ni-rephrase ni Jesus, just for Nicodemus to understand, binigyan niya ng symbolism, unless you are born of the Spirit and the water, you cannot see the kingdom of God. The same statement, pinalitan lang niya ang born again into a born water and Spirit. Inulit lang ni Jesus ang sinabi niya, but is symbolism na alam ni Nicodemus as an Old Testament scholar. Nicodemus knows exactly ang mga ceremonial and rituals about purification and cleansing. And water here ay nagsisimbolo as it was in the Old Testament ng purification and cleansing. I'm sure naalala ni Nicodemus ang Ezekiel 36 at yung promise ng New Covenant sa Jeremiah 31. I will read ng Ezekiel 36. Let me drink. 25. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses and from all your idols. I will cleanse you, and I will give you a new heart and a new spirit. I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. Notice yung mga personal pronoun. I will, I will, I will, I will. It's a work of God. Si God ang nag-work dito. I will put a new heart on you. I will cleanse you. I will put my spirit on you. And I will cause you to walk in my statutes. It's a work of God. In short, ito yan. Water is always a symbolism of cleansing, and the Spirit will act the same way. Kasi again, kingdom of God, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless one is cleansed. Cleansed saan? From sins. Sa ating mga kasalanan. Paano ba ang cleansing agent nila nung time na yon? Good works, sacrificial, law. So Jesus is telling him, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless his sins are cleansed. Yan ang gift of God in Christ. Yan ang gift ng gospel. We are cleansed and we are renewed. Yun ang symbolism. No, ang tanong, naiintindihan ba ni Nicodemus yan? Hindi. Let's go to verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Ano ito? Imagine nyo si Nicodemus dito, nakahawak na sa ulo niya. Ano ang pinagsasabi ni Jesus na to? Ano ito? Lalong nagulo ang isip ni Nicodemus dito. Ang sinasabi ni Jesus dito is, the physical birth gives physical birth. What is required is spiritual birth. Yan ang kailangan sa kingdom. Wala kang participation sa physical birth mo, ganon din sa spiritual birth mo. All you do is flesh. Flesh gives flesh. The requirement is you must be born in the Spirit. Do you think nalilito na si Nicodemus dito? Malamang, absolutely. Tignan niyo verse 7. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. Friends, ito ang dahilan kung bakit hindi nauunawaan ni Nicodemus ang sinasabi ni Jesus. Because he is not born again. He is not cleansed from his sins. He is not renewed by God. And then makikita natin sa verse 8. In-explain ni Jesus kung paano kumilos ang Spirit sa ng Panginoon. Another symbolism, another metaphor. Verse 8, the wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Anong klaseng explanation yan? Imagine Nicodemus dito talagang, Jesus, anong pinagsasabi mo? Hindi ko napag-aralan yung pinagsasabi mo ngayon. Lalong na-confuse si Nicodemus. Naging mystery na ang lahat sa kanya. What Jesus is trying to explain here is, hindi natin nakikita kung saan ang gagaling at saan pupunta ang wind. So, ganun din ang work ng Spirit. Hindi natin naiintindihan. We cannot, hindi natin nakikita. Cannot be controlled ng tao. You can see ang epekto ng wind. Same with the work of the Holy Spirit. You can witness the effect and evidence sa buhay ng tao. Ang lahat ng binigay na ito na analogy at symbolism ni Jesus, these are all Old Testament symbolism na dapat alam ni Nicodemus. Pero naintindihan niya ba ito? Tignan ulit natin sa verse 9. Nicodemus said to him, how can these things be? Hindi niya talaga naintindihan. That's why Jesus answered him in verse 10. Are you the teacher of Israel and yet you do not understand these things? Master of teacher ka? Wala kang naintindihan? Hindi parable lang sinasabi ni Jesus dito. Hindi niya tinatago ang truth kay Nicodemus. It's plain. Old Testament language. Ang sinasabi ni Jesus is basic about entering the kingdom of God.
which is nakasulat sa Old Testament, na minister niya. Ano ang nangyayari dito? Ang ganda ng credentials ni Nicodemus sa simula natin. Anong problema dito? Bakit walang naiintindihan ng taong ito na lumapit kay Jesus with confidence na nagsabi, "We know you are from God. We know God is with you." Pinakita ni Jesus sa kanya na he knows nothing when it comes to the kingdom of God. Bakit hindi niya maintindihan anong problema dito? Let's look sa verse 11 to 12. Again, truly, truly, importante ito. Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? You do not receive and you do not believe. Ay pareho ng kahulugan dito. Hindi sa hindi mo maintindihan, Nicodemus. Ang problema mo, Nicodemus, is you keep on rejecting and refusing to believe. It's the sin of unbelief. You keep on pressing me, nabigyan kita ng paliwanag sa mga how na tanong mo, and you keep on pressing me to dig deeper. Pero how can you believe heavenly things? Eh, basic things na sinabi ko sa'yo, ayaw mong maniwala. It's not that you don't understand. It's because of your unbelief. Jesus identifies the problem of Nicodemus. He is a natural man, a spiritually dead, no ability to respond to things of God. Unbelief understands nothing. Why he refuses to reject to believe? Sabi ni Paul sa 1 Corinthians 2:14, a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God because it is foolishness to him. It is not able to understand. He is not able to understand it since it is evaluated spiritually. Isang malaking dagok to kay Nicodemus. He come to Jesus with all these great credentials and knowledge with a positive confession about Jesus. With confidence, nagsabi, we know that you are a teacher from God, we know God is with you. Pero ang sinasabi ni Jesus sa kanya, no, wala kang alam. You don't understand scripture. Hindi mo alam ang basic about salvation of God. Pinakita ni Jesus sa kanya na he knows nothing about the kingdom of God. He assumes it, but he don't know it. From being a great teacher ng Israel, Jesus reduced him to nothing. Nicodemus is so devastated na dito. A highly successful man na pinagkakatiwalaan, tinitingala ng mga tao, who devoted himself to the things of God, who exerted so much time and effort sa buong buhay niya to be right with God. Ang ganda ng intention niya. He wants to be with God, who thinks na he is close to the kingdom of God. Ang sinasabi ni Jesus sa kanya ay, you come to me thinking that you are somewhere close to the kingdom of God? No. I'm telling you, Nicodemus, that you are nowhere near. Unless you're born from God, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Here, makita natin, Jesus destroys all refuge ng isang tao who trusts himself for salvation, who trusts his religion, who trusts his family lineage, lahat ng self-reliance and hope in themselves, hope in their morality, hope in their head knowledge sa scripture, lahat siya winasak ni Jesus. And it is devastating for a man like Nicodemus. It is devastating for you who rely on your work to be right with God. Friends, you can be so devoted, zealous to the things of God, but lost. You can have the Bible in your head, pero walang Kristo sa puso mo. You can be so close to truth, and yet so far away. You can be born sa isang Christian family, Christian ang parents mo, Christian ang mga kapatid mo. You know the language ng Christianity. You know many Christian songs. Regular attendee ka sa church, member ka ng church, you are serving the ministry, the church. You are giving your tithes and offering. I'm not saying masama to lahat. That's all great. Pero kung inaakala mo na ang lahat ng yan ay ticket mo into the kingdom of God, you are dead wrong. You cannot work your way into the kingdom of God. You must be born again. New birth or regeneration is the act of God alone. Kung saan God renews the human heart, making it alive when it was dead. All of us, you and me, must be born again. Kasi all of us inherited ang sin ni Adam from Genesis 3. At dahil sa kalagayan natin na yun, we are morally unable to do what is good in the sight of God. We are totally depraved. Tayo ay makasalanan even sa sinapupunan pa lang, sabi ni David sa Psalm 51. We are dead in trespasses and sins, Ephesians 2. We only do what is pleasing to us. Do only what is sinful. Yan ang inclination ng heart natin. God must work in your heart just like in Ezekiel 36. John Piper said, "The new birth is not merely affirming the supernatural in Jesus. It is experiencing something supernatural in yourself." New birth changes the disposition ng puso natin. Inclining our hearts to God, it opens our blind eyes to see the things of God. The fruit of new birth is faith. Regeneration precedes faith. God must act first. Walang nakita si God sa inyo para isave kayo. God must act first. Maaring the same question nasa isip pa rin ni Nicodemus, how can these things be? Paano? Nagbigay pa rin ng paliwanag si Jesus. And that leads to my last point. The work of the Son of Man is the only way to enter the kingdom of God. Verse 13, "No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man." Dito, Jesus is talking not as a witness or a teacher na nagtuturo ng proseso how to enter the kingdom of God. Which is yung nakita natin yun sa first 12 verses na isa siyang teacher na parang tinuturoan niya si Jesus about the process. Now, nagkaroon ng shift dito. From being a teacher, now he introduced himself as the one who came from heaven. Meron ng authority dito. When Jesus calls himself the Son of Man, he is identifying himself with this heavenly figure from the book of Daniel. Again, Old Testament. The Son of Man emphasizes his heavenly origin. Again, Old Testament ang salitang Son of Man. Alam ni Nicodemus ito. Ang sinasabi ni Jesus dito is, "I was in heaven with the Father and I have come down, at ngayon sasabihin ko sa iyo, bakit ako bumaba ng heaven?" And ito ay susi sa katanungan mo. I will tell you the way to enter the kingdom of heaven. Tignan natin ang verses 14 to 15. "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." Here, inintroduce ni Jesus ang details ng way of salvation or way to enter the kingdom of God. Again, gumamit na naman si Jesus ng another Old Testament illustration. Illustration na alam na alam ni Nicodemus. Yun yung binasa kanina natin sa Numbers 21. Makikita natin yung story na yun sa verses 4 to 9. Ito ay yung incident sa wilderness experience ng Israel. When people turned against Moses, against God, nagmumurmur sila, nagre-reklamo sila kay God, nagre-reklamo sila sa kanilang sitwasyon, sa kalagayan nila, even sa mga pagkain nila, laging ano ba naman to? Gusto nilang bumalik na lang ng Egypt. Then, nagpadala ng venomous snakes ang Panginoon, which bit the people and madaming namatay. Then yung mga buhay pa, nakita nilang nauubos na yung nasa paligid nila, at alam nila na sila din ay mamamatay, they confess their sin to Moses. Lumapit sila kay Moses. They ask Moses, "Moses, intercede for us. Pray for us. Go to Yahweh." When Moses prayed, God in His mercy nagbigay ng way para gumaling sila. At sinabi niya kay Moses, "Moses, gumawa ka ng bronze snake and put it on a pole, ilagay mo sa gitna ng camp, and anyone who is beaten can look and live." Lifted up was used sa Gospel of John 5 times. And sa lahat ng case, it was used in an allusion to Jesus' crucifixion. Balikan natin ang verses 14 to 15. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in Him may have eternal life. Nakita niyo yung parallel dito. Yung lifting up ng snake in the wilderness ay God's provision for salvation from physical death ng mga rebellious Israelites. In order to live, look to the serpent. And then, sinabi naman dito, so, the lifting up of the Son of Man, that's Jesus Christ crucifixion, would be God's provision for salvation from eternal death for all people. In order to have eternal life, believe in the Son of Man. The Lord gave the promise to Israelites na everyone who is bitten, kapag tumingin ka sa bronze snake, you shall live. Hindi niya na pinrescribe na magkaroon ka ng rituals, magkaroon ka ng mga sacrifices. Ganon din sa salvation. It doesn't happen by religious ceremony or works. Just look, believe in the Son of Man. Jesus, in the place of the snake, ito yung comparison eh. Snake, Jesus. Jesus is portrayed as evil and cursed. Kasi yun yung curse ni God sa sin ng tao. Parusa ni God yung snake na yun sa Israelites. That's the wrath of God. And then, compare ni Jesus sarili niya sa snake. The snake is evil. The snakes were killing people. The snake on the pole is a picture of God's curse on the people. So it was with Jesus. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:2, "For our sake, God made Him, Jesus, to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God." And in Galatians 3:13, he said, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us." In becoming like the snake, He was the picture of our sin and the picture of our curse. And in becoming sin and curse for us, He took all of our sins away. Yan yung cleansing. Yan yung renewal. The message is simple. God graciously saves repentant sinners who come to Him in faith. Salvation was never a reward for human works. It has always been a gift of grace for repentant sinners, made possible by the work of Christ, by the work of the Son of Man. Ang sinasabi ni Jesus kay Nicodemus dito, "Nicodemus, you are in the same situation ng rebelling Israelites." Yun ang mga Pharisee, they identify themselves kay Moses. "Nicodemus, hindi ikaw si Moses dito. Identify yourself sa mga Israelites. Ikaw din ay papunta sa eternal na kamatayan dahil sa iyong kasalanan. You must identify yourself to them. Repent and believe in the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, and you will live. And you can be in the kingdom for all eternity." Ang mga Israelites, ang mga tao na to, merong poison na umaagos in their vein, and it is killing them. There is poison na dumadaloy sa mga umugat natin ngayon. It is called sin. And it will kill you. And the only cure is to look to Jesus. Believe in the Son of Man lifted out on the cross. Yan lang ang cure. Yan lang ang hope mo. Friends, are you like Nicodemus? Are you like the Israelites? Are you trusting on your good works? Are you trusting on your religion? Are you trusting on your own principles? Are you trusting on yourself to enter the kingdom of God? Stop trusting yourself. Stop looking at yourself. Stop looking at anything else to enter the kingdom of God. You don't need more law or rules. You don't need more sacrifices. You don't need more rituals. Start looking. Start trusting on the one who came from the kingdom of God. God's Son, Jesus Christ, who perfectly obeyed the law that we cannot fulfill and was lifted up on the cross for our sin and died the death that we deserve. At hindi doon natapos yon. And on the third day, He has risen from the dead. God is pleased sa final sacrifice. He is the final sacrifice. And now, He is at the right hand of the Father. Our hope is certain in Jesus. We have forgiveness in Jesus. Maybe this is the first time na narinig nyo to. If you have never looked to Jesus and trusted Him for the cure of your sin, please do that now. Do that now. Friends, repent from your sin. Look to the Son of Man who was lifted up on the cross for your salvation. Believe on Christ's finished work on the cross for your salvation. Look to Jesus and live. For those of us who have looked to Christ, who trusted Him for salvation, may you be reminded of this wonderful truth. Be reminded of this amazing grace. May the gospel continue to fuel you as you continue to live in Christ. Kung meron man kayong New Year's resolution ngayong 2019, I suggest know the gospel of Jesus Christ more. Know Jesus Christ. This is why here in Crossroads, we are trying to make the gospel clear in every part ng service natin. That's why we intentionally choose songs that talks about the gospel. Prayed prayers that speak of the gospel. Preach sermons that points to the gospel. And practice the ordinance ng baptism, Last Supper, because it pictures the gospel. Why? Because souls are at stake. Kaluluwa ng tao ang nakasalalay dito. We were never called to entertain the dead. We are called to proclaim the name of the one who came, who can give life to those who are dead. Nakagaya nyo at kagaya ko. Because salvation is the work of God alone. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you for the message of your word. I'm sure, O God, your word penetrates the hearts of your people. Hindi dahil how I presented it, but because it is your word spoken by your Spirit. It will not return void. So I pray that your word would do that, do what you purpose it to do in the heart of your people. Help us, O God, to remember the word of your Son, Jesus, to Nicodemus. Lord, do miracles in our lives. If anybody here not yet born again, Lord, do miracle on them. Let them be born again. Open their eyes to look to Jesus and live. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.